The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And it's Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. A new TikTok trend is encouraging young singles to visit a Spanish supermarket chain between 7pm and 8pm for what's known as flirting time. And it includes coded signals in their shopping baskets to indicate that they are in the mood for love. The quirky trend seems to have Gen Z rethinking how they find love. To help us unpack this phenomenon, we're joined by Alexandra Ryan, who's CEO and founder of Goss.ie. Morning, Alexandra.
Good morning.
So explain the coded baskets. How does this work?
This all started on TikTok, so I think we need to take this with a pinch of salt as well. But basically, the trend is that you go to the supermarket, all the singles with their trolleys, and you get a pineapple and you turn it upside down. If you see someone else with an upside down pineapple in their trolley, you knock trolleys together and you're meant to start chatting and start getting your flirt on.
It's quite difficult to balance a pineapple upside down, I would have thought.
Yeah, you're going to have quite a lot of shopping in there. But it's an interesting trend, I suppose, and it's a growing trend. This idea that people are fatigued by the apps and they're trying to find random new ways, quirky ways to meet people. I've seen loads of trends on TikTok as well, obviously in a jovial manner, but people showing up to like golf courses, like girls being like, sick of the apps, I'm going to pretend I don't know how to play golf to see if any man will come over and help. Like, they're all very jokey, but it's the same issue that people are struggling to meet their match. So they're trying to find different ways. And I think the trend, I suppose, in terms of percentages, what we're seeing in increases and decreases on the apps, it looks like Gen Z are getting very bored, getting tired of it, and they're trying to find new ways. Supermarkets, I don't know if that's the way to go. I don't know if I've seen many Gen Zs shopping in a supermarket anytime recently.
I can't think of anything more teeth-itchingly uncomfortable than going up to somebody in a supermarket and beginning with, I see your pineapple is upside down.
Well, I can't think of anything more uncomfortable than meeting someone on a first date that I've never met. So I think the whole problem is it is deeply uncomfortable no matter what it is. And I think people are just trying to find this new fun way. I've seen as well, like, lots of events, even in Dublin, like there is kind of a move to bringing back speed dating and like blind dates again. So it's funny to see, but it looks like the trend is going back to the way people used to date like 20, 30 years ago. And people probably would have met in a supermarket, maybe knocking trolleys. It's very rom-com kind of, you know, in a US kind of movie, you might see people randomly meeting in a supermarket. So I think that's what Gen Z.
Statistically, that's
for.
Very unlikely, though. Like, in real terms, people meet in and around workplaces, in and around social wider friends groups, and in bars, clubs, and pubs. Isn't that pretty much it?
I think the issue now, though, is, and it's a lot to do with COVID, so you have a lot of companies that don't even have an office anymore, or they're not really facilitating full-time work, so it's working from home. So you have that problem, first of all. Then the second problem is nightclubs and pubs. Again, I feel like trends change during COVID, and the younger generation seem to be less and less into actually going out, drinking alcohol. They're getting more into healthy trends. So I do think there has been a switch. There definitely is a push on maybe hiking groups and stuff like that. So yeah, you would think there'd be more ways. But I think a generation that's used to being on the phones and used to being on the apps, I don't think they're socially that great. I don't think they're going up to people and trying to introduce themselves. I think people are still stuck to their phone.
And does that not solve a lot of their problem? I would have thought you have the capacity to swipe right or left or whichever is the way that one swipes and find love that way.
The problem is, I think everyone has been on the apps for such a long time and people are seeing the same people and they're going on the same dates and they're not feeling anything. They're just not getting it. So I think that's why people are saying, why don't we try and meet people in real life? Because obviously it's quite hard. If you match with someone on an app, they might be good looking. They might tick all the boxes. You can meet them and have zero energy, like zero chemistry between you two. But if you're going to meet someone in real life, the likelihood of chemistry is probably quite high. But I think it is a bit of a minefield. And like, I'm so jealous of like my parents' generation and how they met, you know, like you'd literally meet someone in your 20s and that was kind of it. You met them out and that was it. Now you have like 1,000 other women you could swipe on today if you wanted to.
We're getting a lot of texts, a worryingly large amount of texts asking or saying, isn't an upside down pineapple the symbol for swinging?
Oh my God. I don't know that. I have no idea. I don't know anything about that. But this is the trend in Spain. Maybe we've got the trend wrong, but this is how it's being reported.
Well, if you do know, 53106 or 087-1400-106. What about the embarrassment, though, of striding about the supermarket with your pineapple upside down and possibly passing somebody else with their pineapple upside down who doesn't bash their cart into yours? Would that not be the ultimate in face-to-face rejection?
But see, this is also the same as the dating apps. You can swipe right and not get the match yourself. So I think, again, it's very much the same as dating in general. Maybe it's slightly more embarrassing if you have your pineapple upside down because it's such a specific thing to do. But there's other things. Like, there's been a lot of events before where you can wear different colors. So you can do a singles night. And if you're wearing green, it's good to go to have a chat. And you might not have anybody come up to you. So I think in general, putting yourself out there to date at all is always going to be risky. It's always going to be embarrassing. At least you could pretend you're genuinely shopping for a pineapple if you don't get bashed into.
A text saying, pineapples for dating. Wouldn't it be better to put dates in your trolley? I apologise on behalf of the station. Back in the 80s, there was a trend of singles meeting in Superquin Black Rock on Thursday evenings doing their shopping.
Oh my God. See, I love that. I kind of love that this is bringing people back to, I suppose, originally how people met before social media. And I know what you're saying, like, it sounds great that there's all these apps and that there's thousands and thousands of people on them, but that actually is the problem. That's why there's such a fatigue and an exhaustion with it, because especially, I suppose, more so on the male point of view from experiences I've been told about, that, like, you know, guys in particular might go on 3 or 4 dates a week. So you could be going on a date with someone and think something's going on. It's like banter. And then they could go on 4 other dates that week because they can, because there's thousands of women on the dating apps. So I think it's lost that, like, romanticism. Like, everyone feels like love is dead. That's what I feel like at the moment, that it's just like, right, I'm swiping these apps. You're able to kind of flirt with someone from your couch. There's no effort put into it. Whereas maybe in a supermarket, they might help you bring your trolley to your car.
Hang on a minute. The cure to the lack of romance is the cheese counter.
I think in general, it's making an effort in person. I think that's what's missing. It's so impersonal being on a phone, being on an app, and there's no effort made. Like, I've literally been in venues before, like in pubs, and I've seen people on the apps chatting to other people and not speaking to people in the bar. Like, it doesn't make any sense. And there's a huge lack of effort. You know, if you're in a bar and you meet someone, you're going to buy them a drink. You're going to have the chats. You're going to be nice to them. If you're on an app, you can literally be like, where are you? You around, you out. It's just so impersonal. I think that's why people are getting a bit sick of it.
And I believe this is coming through into the share price of some of the parent companies of the dating apps. They're seeing a reduction in traffic and a reduction in profit.
Yeah, so Bumble basically said that they're, well, we've seen it from figures that their shares have been falling slowly, and that's due to the slowing down of the user growth, and also the financial results haven't been that strong as well. So there has definitely been a change. I think in general, Gen Z and millennials are trying to look at social media and phone usage differently at the moment. There is a bit of a change at the moment going on, but the word, like, exhaustion and fatigue is really what's going on. And if you go onto TikTok and search dating apps, the stories you would come across, like, I don't know if you've heard, there's a group called Are We Dating the Same Guy on Facebook.
And it's based on?
It's basically, it's all over the world. There's one in Dublin. It's basically for women to share profiles on dating profiles to see, are they dating the same guy? So let's say you match with a guy called Mark, 38, from Dublin 8. Like, someone will go into the group and be like, does anybody know Mark? Any details? And I'm not in the group, but I know girls that are. And, like, the amount of comments that would be like, he's dating my sister. He's dating me as well. I've been seeing him for 6 months. Like, this, again, is why there is such a fatigue and exhaustion. And I suppose a mistrust. Something like, I think it was 60% or maybe 50% of men that were on Tinder are in relationships. That came out in a survey recently. So there is, like, a massive lack of trust in the process now as well. So I think that's why there's just so many reasons why people are just done with the apps. And you'll see on TikTok, if you look up these trends, it's women that are going to the supermarkets. It's women that are pretending they don't know how to golf or whatever joke they're playing. It's the women that are exhausted.
Ali, thank you very much. That is Ali Ryan, CEO and founder of Goss.ie. By the way, if you are Mark, 38, in Dublin 8, she wasn't talking about you specifically. It was a hypothetical example. A text to say, here, are you telling me I have to be careful which way I put my shopping into the trolley? I'm lucky if I don't get in trouble with my wife for not getting everything she puts on the shopping list. Now I have to worry about her friends telling her I was hitting on them because the pineapple was upside down. 53106, if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-1.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.